It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. Bullying is a common problem in schools, neighborhoods, and sports teams. While the intentions may be harmless, bullying is harmful to kids' emotional and social health. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorse joins us today with ways adults can notice and stop bullying. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi.
All right, Dr. Tina, bullying can happen in so many ways. What should parents know?
You're right. Bullying can happen in many ways. It can be physical, it can be verbal, it can be cyber, it can be any combination of those things. And interestingly enough, anyone can be a bully. Everyone has this vision of this big kid being the bully and, you know, bullying the little kid. It can be a boys, girls, big kids, little kids. There's not a particular size and fit for bully. The other thing to keep in mind when you're talking about bullies is sometimes the bully is getting bullied. So you have to be kind of keep an open mind when it comes to what a bully looks like and what they can do. And I would argue that with everyone's connectivity right now, bullying is far reaching as well. It does not, you know, doesn't always happen on the school playground anymore. It can happen across state lines. It can happen many, many places. So we have to be very mindful of it. Bullying is, it's just difficult. It can lead to emotional issues and mental health issues throughout not just childhood, but lifelong.
All right, Dr. Tina, and if a parent is concerned their child is being bullied, what are some signs and some ways to help stop that bullying?
So if you find out after the fact that your child's being bullied, I think it's important to have a conversation with your child. Potentially have that conversation with school if it persists. I prefer to start kind of proactive when it comes to bullying and have conversations with kids about what to do in that situation. I like all kids to have kind of some safe adults in the school. That might be a counselor, it might be a social worker, it might be a teacher, it might be the principal. But if they have a couple of safe adults that they can go to if they are being bullied or if they're witnessing bullying, I think that's a great idea. And it's something to plan prior to school. The difficult thing is when you've got a kid that's getting verbally bullied or cyber bullied, they have to report that to you. A kid that's physically getting bullied, unfortunately, may actually come home with cuts and scrapes. And as a parent, you're going to ask about that. And they're more inclined to divulge. But the other ones are just tricky because you have to just know that it's out there and can be happening. So it's difficult, but always be aware.
All right. And on the flip side, what if our child is the bully?
I think it's very important to let all kids know that it is never okay to bully other children. But then you have to have that conversation of why is it happening? Are they being bullied? Did someone do this to them? And then talk to the school and come up with a plan for that child. A parent of a child that's being bullied needs to advocate for their kids, but if a parent of a child that's bullying, we need to advocate for them as well because it's our job to make a plan so that they are safe and other children are safe from them. And then, you know, look at the way you're behaving. Are you modeling appropriate behavior for your child? Are you maybe bullying people and you may not even know it by the way you talk to them? So it might be a good idea to model behavior and step back and take a look at the way you're behaving.
And lastly, Dr. Tina, how can our child step in if they see someone being bullied?
Well, teach our children to be kind and teach them to be good friends. If they see a child being bullied, they can talk to maybe one of the safe adults that they have identified. I think it's okay to say to your child, hey, if your friend is being bullied, it's okay, walk up to him and say, hey, do you want to go over to this part of the playground? Or in the situation of cyberbullying, hey, you know what? Turn that off. You don't need to look at that any longer. It's important that they be a good friend, but also be able to reach out to an adult that's a safe adult. And as a parent, maybe that's even you that they come to or bring their friend to, and that's okay.
Thanks, Dr. Tina. That's great advice. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorse sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.